This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today. Here with Francisco Rojas. I got you for this Monday as the Phils come off yet another series win, this time versus the Cleveland Guardians, their fifth straight series win. And I'll get you set for the series coming up starting tonight. No days off now, right now, against the St. Louis Cardinals. They will be back home, and we'll get you set for the three-game set in just a little bit. But your fightings on the heels of Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler. That's who it was last night for the most part. That's about 95% of why you won last night. We'll get to that. Give you my observations and takeaways from both last night's game and the series win against the Cleveland Guardians. Give you an update on Andrew Painter, his first start in Lehigh Valley. How did that go? We'll talk about that. And of course, like I mentioned, the series preview against the Cards, and then do a little bit of around MLB and this day in Phillies history to end the show. So, wasn't many key moments from last night's game, but I'll give you the short recap on from last night as the Phillies played another Sunday night baseball game, this time against the Guardians. So, top of the second, Kyle Schwarber's inevitable at this point. Kyle Schwarber hitting a solo missile to right field, 1-0 Phillies. At that point, that's all it was going to be for a while. But bottom of the sixth, this was the Guardians, because Zach Wheeler was just absolutely working all night. This is pretty much the Guardians' only, this is like their biggest chance to really, you know, get in this game and score some runs. Those runners on first and second, and Zach Wheeler would strike out Carlos Santana to end that sixth inning. And again, that was really the only chance the Guardians had all night. Top of the eighth, we'll go back to who else? Kyle Schwarber hitting a two-run home run to, it was center field, almost looked like right center, but we'll just say it was center field. 3-0 at that point on Kyle Schwarber's major league tied for the major league lead now with his 14th home run of the year, 3-0 Phils. And then bottom of the ninth, Jordan Romano, who has been up and down all year. He's been mostly down, but up and down. But Jordan Romano striking out Carlos Santana to end the game. And the Phils take the series and beat the Guardians 3-0 and take the series, taking 2 of 3 after losing the first game of the series. So they beat them 3-0. And, I mean, who else but Kyle Schwarber and Zach Wheeler, who we'll get in here in just a second, which takes me to the observations and takeaways from last night's game. We'll get to the series takeaways and all that in just a couple of minutes, but we must start with observations and takeaways from last night's win against the Guardians. Number one, I mean, I tweeted this out last night right after Wheeler got that strikeout against Carlos Santana, but just another day at the office for Zach Wheeler. You know, running out of things, it feels like the last year and a half or so, it feels like we've just run out of things to say about Zach Wheeler. We've run out of things to say about him. We can keep saying, you know, one of the best free agent signings in not just franchise history, but in Philadelphia sports history. We can keep saying that. But for me, I tweeted out right after that sixth inning strikeout against Santana, and I said, just another day at the office for Zach Wheeler. That's exactly how I felt. And that's exactly how I feel after almost every Zach Wheeler start. Outside of a couple of outings this year, I mean, again, said it on the year before, I think a guy that has, to me, has been the best pitcher in baseball since he's been here is afforded one or two bad starts here and there. And he had a bad couple of starts, about a month ago now. But besides that, really, it's just another day at the office for Zach Wheeler. He was the number one reason why you won this game. We'll get to Kyle Schwarber in just a couple of minutes. And yes, he was definitely a big reason too. But when you only put up three runs overall and you do what Zach Wheeler did with seven innings of work and eight strikeouts, only allowing three hits, you are the number one reason why the Phillies won this baseball game. So Zach Wheeler, just another day for Zach Wheeler. It's nothing new. This is what we come to expect from Zach Wheeler. At least six with, you know, somewhere from 7 to 10 strikeouts and doing what he does and limiting that damage was an understatement. As Zach Wheeler, 7 shutout innings against the Cleveland Guardians. He was the number one reason you won this game. Just another day for Zach Wheeler. And in this case, it was a night, but just another outing for Zach Wheeler. This is what he does. So number one reason you won this game, Zach Wheeler. That was my first takeaway. Number two, Kyle Schwarber was the entire offense. He was the entire offense. When, look, it's not like, I mean, without Kyle Schwarber, you don't score any runs. Yes, Bryson Stott was able to get in scoring position on that Kyle Schwarber home run and steal second base, and he put, you know, a runner in scoring position there. But besides that, Phillies didn't do much. I mean, JT had a double. Alec Bohm, yes, did go 2 for 3 with a walk. But besides that, there was no offense. It was really barely any offense. Stott went 1 for 3 in this game with a walk. But talking about scoring runs, and Kyle Schwarber, he did that and then some. He just hits bombs. That's what he does. That's what he does. On the Luis Ortiz home run in the second off Luis Ortiz, 113 off the bat, almost 400 feet. JT almost went yard too, by the way, on that double. I mean, that was farther than Schwarber's home run. It was 414 feet. That was the longest hit of the night. But Kyle Schwarber on that homer, the second home run, 397 feet, 107 off the bat. But this is, again, this is what Kyle Schwarber does. This is what he does at this point too. I mean, it's Zach Wheeler, Kyle Schwarber. This is what he does. Just what he does, man. And we talk a lot. And shout out to Luke Arcaney. See him on Twitter a lot. Does a lot of great work, doing Phillies content and Phillies work. And you know, he tweeted out, you know, we talk a lot about Bryce and Zach Wheeler being great free agent signings. Might have to talk about Kyle Schwarber. I mean, we talk about Wheeler and Harper ad nauseum about the free agent signings they are. Might have to start talking about Kyle Schwarber that way. 2 home runs, 3 RBI, and last night's win, he was the entire offense. Third observation and takeaway from last night's W. I'm not ready to say that Jordan Romano is necessarily settled in as a Philly just yet, But he has been better over his last five appearances. He gets the save last night. And now, in his last five appearances, five innings, no earned runs, three hits, five strikeouts. That is his best stretch since he has been a Philly so far. And again, I need to see him string together, I think, like, I want to say like at least two to three more appearances where he comes in and he gets the job done the way he's needed to get it done. Whether he's the closer, whether he's your setup guy, whatever he is, he's supposed to be a high leverage reliever for this team. And I think they wanted him to, he was a candidate when they signed him for this team for him to be a closer. And for him to do what he did last night, a couple of strikeouts, no damage done whatsoever. Romano, that is, you know, again, five straight appearances, no damage done whatsoever. But he needs to do that for at least a couple more outings for me to really start having faith in Jordan Romano and me thinking that, okay, he's worth that offseason signing. You know, not necessarily saying that losing both Estevez and Hoffman, if Romano is even really good this year, that means that it was worth losing those two, 'cause it's not. But it's good for this bullpen seeing Romano did what he did last night and doing what he has done over the last five appearances. No damage done whatsoever. So that is what we like to see from Jordan Romano. So those are my observations and takeaways from last night's win. How about the observations and takeaways from the entire series? So number one, and I've already said it, but fifth straight series win. That's huge for this Phillies team as they're trying to get rolling now, you know, 24-16, second in the National League East, right outside there, game and a half of the New York Mets. And I mean, speaking of the New York Mets, that's the since the Phillies play the New York Mets and since they lost and got swept in that series, 11-4 in their last 15 games. They've done it against, you know, winning series against good teams. Against, I mean, the Guardians have been good so far. Guardians have been good, and the Guardians seem to always be good for the most part. So Guardians are always a good team. The Cubs have been really good so far. You took 2 of 3 from them. Took 2 of 3 from the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think they're going to be a World Series contender this year, so you do it against them. And then you sweep the Rays, and you take 2 of 3 from the Washington Nationals. So, you know, two teams in the Rays and the Nats, who I don't believe are all going to be all that good this year, but you never really know with the Rays. They always kind of hang around in some form or fashion. So fifth straight series win is a good thing for the Phils. They, you know, again, this is what this team did kind of this time last year. They were a tiny, tiny bit better record-wise last year, but they're kind of doing what we would expect from the Phillies. Incredible outings from, you know, this rotation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I.e. Zach Wheeler. When they score runs, they kind of score, you know, when they have these games where the offense just breaks out, they break out. And some games, it seems like, you know, you put up nothing in that first game against the Guardians. But then you have the Schwarber game where last night he hits two home runs and the entire offense. And it feels like this team is right about where we thought they would be. I think the way they're doing it, and it's just not really any big surprises. Bullpen's kind of settling in to a certain extent. You know, not being, I never expected them to be one of the worst bullpens in baseball. So, but fifth straight series win, kind of what we have come to expect from the Phillies at this point in the season. Number two, Ranger Suarez, I mean, looked fantastic in his second start since returning from injury. I mean, I expected to be Ranger to be a little better this start than what he was in the first outing against the Diamondbacks, where he, you know, first couple of innings were good, and then just that last one, just, you know, he last couple of innings unraveled. But I expect to be Ranger to be better this start, just logically coming back from injury. I expected Ranger to be better, but man, not seven innings, three hits, one walk, five strikeouts better. I mean, command and efficiency was the name of the game for Ranger on Saturday, and he was that. That's big time. That's big time for this rotation, especially considering how, again, just one outing, but still considering how last year ended with the injuries and the what he did in the second half of last season, and considering how good Taijuan Walker has been for the Phillies, you know, so far this year. So it's good for Ranger, as far as for Ranger himself, for the Phillies, you know, the fan base, for a little bit of, you know, comfortability watching him pitch. It's important for that, important for the depth of this team, for the rotation, and potentially the bullpen down the line in October. So great to see from Ranger. Great in his second start since returning from injury. Last takeaway from the series. Hopefully what we saw, we got to talk about Bryce, because what he did in game two is hopefully a step in the right direction for him. Now, we were hoping, I think a lot of us were thinking, okay, if he has the game he had in game two, does that mean game three he gets, has a big game? Didn't have a big game last night. Only walked one time and had a strikeout and went 0-for-3 in technically three at-bats with the walk. But Harper, hopefully what we saw in game number two is a step to him getting hot soon, because been a lot of talk about Bryce, and I've said it too, he hasn't looked like the same Bryce as just far as his energy goes. I'm really hoping for Bryce to, you know, just be a little, I don't know, just doesn't feel like the same Bryce this year as that we've seen in years past. But hopefully what he did in game two, going 3-for-5, I think that opposite field double was big for him. Watching him drive the ball the opposite way like that, look like the normal Bryce that we know. And then homering too as well. You know, hitting that home run. Look, they both, that double and that home run in the eighth inning, you know, 110 off the bat, pulling the ball to where he did. That looked like a Bryce Harper home run. Looked like a Bryce Harper double, looked like a Bryce Harper home run. Hopefully that is a good sign for him to get hot. I would expect him to get hot. So hopefully that is a step in the right direction from Bryce Harper. So those are my observations and takeaways from both last night's game and the series. And those were what my thoughts from the series overall. All right, debut for Andrew Painter down in AAA Lehigh Valley. Good things to see, man. The curveball looked really good from what I saw. He went three innings, one hit, Zero earned runs, three walks, five strikeouts in his debut on Thursday for AAA Lehigh Valley. That looks like this is a step in the right direction for him to get called up to the big league. So that's good. He did allow the three walks and struggle with command just a little bit. But again, coming back from Tommy John, and aren't going to expect him to be perfect. And, Philly's top prospect here, Andrew Painter, putting in good work for the Iron Pigs on Thursday. So hopefully a step in the right direction for him to get to the majors, Andrew Painter. So good stuff from Painter. All right, let's do a little bit of a series preview against the St. I don't know why I keep thinking I was like the last two or three times I keep looking at the St. Louis Cardinals. I keep thinking Arizona Cardinals. I don't know why, but it is the St. Louis Cardinals. I mean, I like baseball more than I like football, so I don't know why I would think that. But St. Louis Cardinals. Cardinals come in to this series. They are hot. 8 straight wins. 8-2 in their last 10 games. Their offense, one of the better offenses in Major League Baseball so far this year, on the heels of Brendan Donovan and Lars Nootbaar having good years so far. 9th in runs scored in Major League Baseball. Their starting pitching has been solid this year. They are 11th in ERA in Major League Baseball. Bullpen, kind of middle of the pack, right where the Phillies have been, 17th in ERA in Major League Baseball. Looking at the starting pitching matchups for the Phils and the Cardinals for a three-game set over the next 3 days. Tonight at 6:45, it will be Matthew Liberatore versus Christopher Sanchez. Liberatore has been really good this year, and his last time out versus the Phillies threw 6 shutout innings with 7 strikeouts. Sanchez has been really good this year. Did get hurt there against the Mets and was a big scare there. But 6 innings, nothing allowed run-wise, and 5 strikeouts against the Rays in his last start. So that's your starting pitching matchup for tonight. Tomorrow at 6:45, it will be Sonny Gray versus Jesus Luzardo. Luzardo's been so good this year. He's been a revelation for the Phils. Sonny Gray has been good himself. 3.50 ERA in 8 starts this year. And like I mentioned with Luzardo, 5 1/3 to earn against the Rays in his last outing. And then sets tomorrow at 6:45. And then Wednesday at 1:05, it will be Eric Fetty, who was really good last time against the Nationals, throwing a complete game shutout in his last one against the Nats. And then Aaron Nola, looking for Aaron Nola to get it going here, man. That we were hoping Nola was going to string together some more consistency going forward. And his last outing, against the Guardians on Friday, was not so great. Went 5 innings, allowed a couple of home runs, and ended on the day with 4 earned runs. An Aaron Nola that we don't want. So hopefully Nola, though, can string together a little more consistency. Players that game's on Wednesday at 1:05, Fetty versus Nola. Players to watch in this series. I'm going with Matthew Liberatore for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was, like I mentioned, he was really good against the Phillies last time out. I'm looking for this Phillies offense to kind of hopefully, get to him early and get the offense going early in game one against the Cardinals. So looking for the Phils offense to kind of, light up Matthew Liberatore again. Not again, but this time out against him, because he was really good against you last time. So looking for the Phils offense to do some work against him. On the Philly side, JT Realmuto is my player to watch. He has been better as of late. He's been good in the month of May. Has somewhere around an 800 OPS, and a month of April, not so good. So, I mean, this year for JT, I know he's 34, and he's not going to be the same hitter that he once was, but I'm still looking for JT to be a productive offensive bat, offensive catcher. Because, and I know if you look at his last 2.5 seasons, last year marred by injuries a little bit, looking for JT to still be a productive offensive catcher. I know he's still a good defensive catcher. I know he's 34, but he signed that contract for a reason. I know it's the back end. I'm looking for JT to give me like one more year where he's at least productive offensive catcher. Not saying he needs to be where he was in 2022 necessarily, where he finished, what, like 10th in 7th in MVP voting and hit 22 home runs and had an 820 OPS. I'm not necessarily saying he needs to be that, but needs to be better than he's been the last 2.5 years, where he's been a barely above league average OPS guy. I need him to be, even if it was somewhere in the middle of 2022 and what he's been the last 2.5 years, even if it was somewhere in the middle, just need him to get going. So hopefully JT can get going against the Cardinals here. He's been better as of late, but I want to see him really get hot. It would really be nice to see JT get hot. All right, around Major League Baseball, looking at some of the scores around MLB, the Mets, they beat the Cubbies 6-2. The Cardinals, who we're going to see next, Cardinals beat the Nationals in Washington 6-1. Pirates, who we will see right after the Cardinals, 4-3 victory over the Atlanta Braves. The game was in Pittsburgh. The Rangers beat the Tigers in Detroit 6-1. The Rays lost to the Brewers in down in Florida, 4-2. Astros with the shutout win at home versus the Reds, 6-0. The Red Sox got a win in Kansas City, 3-1. Twins with a 7-6 victory over the Giants. White Sox, 4-2 win over the Marlins in Chicago. Rockies, 9-3 over the Padres in Colorado. The A's get demolished by the Yankees, 12-2 in Sacramento. Orioles 7-3 win over the Angels, and Dodgers 8-1 victory over Arizona in Arizona. Toronto, the Blue Jays beating up on the Mariners 9-1, game being at home for Seattle, and then of course the Phils with a 3-0 victory. And then this day in Phillies history, real quick, in 1995, May 12th, 1995, no one pays to see the Phils beat the Astros 5-2 at the Astrodome because Houston gave away all 54,350 tickets. Bobby Abreu hits a home run in his fifth straight game, matching the team record held by Dick Allen and Mike Schmidt. And in 09, Jason Wirth ties a team record with 4 stolen bases in a game. 3 of the steals came in the same inning in which he stole second, third, and home. All right, that's going to do it for me, Francisco Rojas. I'll talk to you guys soon. Stay tuned for some great, more great content on the station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.